Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, everybody out there. It is Sunday. It is the last week of spring. I have to buy myself a little juice here, so it might go silent for just a little bit. But in the meantime, let's talk about accepting the gifts the universe sends us. Because we don't want to be ingrates. I have a new job in the Halloween industry. And it allows me to pay my bills. It allows me to feel like I'm making a difference. I matter. And it came at a time when this wonderful season was coming upon us, and my yoga and my bicycling and my free time was exactly how I wanted it. So I find myself prisoner to a desk or a job that I didn't necessarily count on. And I'm not sure, you know, that I'm at all moments really happy about that. And I have to redouble. And the opportunity for us is to redouble to our, and have that conversation with ourselves and say, well, why? Like, why is the universe doing this at this point? And allowing this, where's the opportunity here? And it's just certainly giving me money, which is nice, to have money rather than to not have money, or to worry or have to focus on where the money's coming from. Along with that, it's giving me a place to focus in the morning when I get to my desk on other things that I would maybe, because the beautiful sun and sunlight and lightness of a day would otherwise draw my attention away. So I have the opportunity to focus on things that I need to move forward in terms of the business of weight loss, you know, exists in my life. And that all turns out for me as opportunity. So what's going on for you? How many things do you turn around and complain about or worry about? The thing about what isn't versus what you're getting out of the thing. Because here's the situation when it changes, when you're not getting enough, when you can't find the reason for something being there, then maybe it's time to consider changing that thing. But until then, you have the opportunity to gain or enjoy the wealth. And I'm not talking financial. I'm talking about the fact that you can have gratitude for what you're getting out of your everyday. So I'm not sure, again, if this is a concept that you're able to wrap your brain around. However, the universe will show up and will conspire to have you succeed if you let it. So from my perspective, I now have an opportunity to make good money, to make a difference in a company, to help them grow, which feels good. Feels good to participate. It feels good to be part of that. And not let the part of you that gets sad or angry, not let that get in the way. I'm hoping that makes sense. I am so excited to be out and about today. I had to see two clients this morning, so hopefully I'll get that done quickly and then get some time out in the sun. My daughter wants to learn how to shoot guns today. Hold on one second. past today. And what are you doing with your time? How are you filling your time? How often do you find yourself sitting down and doing nothing? This is the question. And what is that nothing really, really mean to you? If that nothing means it's time to reflect inwardly and have a conversation, that's one thing. If that means, if that time means that at the end you feel like you wasted time and you need to reconsider probably. That's me. I didn't mean to do that. I know people who listen every week who will laugh because Elliot's doing what Elliot does. I love the summer. I love summer heat. I know it's still spring, which makes me even more excited because we have all summer to go through. I will cherish my weekends. And interestingly, the woman I work with for, nice lady, definitely a time vampire. And I don't think she realizes, maybe she does, it's how she functions, and she's always allowed to be able to say, because she's the boss, hey, if you want this job, you got to do it my way. I can't tell you I'm happy about that. It's not a position I enjoy, nor do I share stuff with her. But I understand that's how she functions. Everyone in her office, around and complains about how she behaves, this and that, but no one steps back to just think that this is just how she's learned how to function all this time. She's been doing this for years, coming in when she wants, demanding people's time. But if you don't say no, she'll continue to take it. And she's not meaning to take up your time. She's working with the time that you're willing to give. How we change that is by creating boundaries and loving ourselves enough to honor ourselves and say, you know what? I'm here at 9. I'm working my 8 hours a day. Doesn't mean that sometimes it doesn't take longer, but my time is to be respected. Which I think creates the opportunity for her to respect it, to look at that as something that can be respected. I hope that makes sense. The other thing that's on my mind is how often this thing called life, we let become an excuse for making poor choices. When the reality is, we have the opportunity to make the choices that honor ourselves more times than not. So instead of saying, hey, life got in my way, or I don't have time, so I had to eat poorly, or someone died, so I had to eat poorly, or we have the opportunity to turn around and say, no, this all happened, and because of that, I'm going to choose healthier. It's my birthday, therefore I had to eat poorly. I'm going to celebrate my birthday by making poor health choices, because they taste good. And that makes no sense to me. I understand it, but it doesn't make sense. It flies in the face of survival. We all think we want to be the best we can be. We hear about it. be the best you can be, reach for the best. You deserve the best. But then we honor ourselves with things like wine and cake. And one of the women I work with, bariatric surgery, she allowed a surgeon to cut her open and take out some huge percentage of her stomach in order for her to lose weight. And so because of that, I made reference to her eating was poor at best. I mean, she was not eating well. She had to call me a pony sign, saying, you know, she had to stop saying stuff about the food I'm eating. Which I'm really saying it out of love, but I couldn't understand it. She said, you know, why did she said, I can't even eat cake. I have to go get cake and then make my nephew taste a piece of each cake and tell me how it tastes. Rather, so it makes me sad. I get sad. It doesn't make me anything, I suppose. I get sad by that. But that's a choice. Like someone made. Like their own life. They chose to have their stomach cut out so they can never eat cake anymore. And then to top it all off, when they go eat donuts from Dunkin' Donuts or pizza, I see one of the other women also bariatric surgery, pizza and soda. I don't understand how they don't see that as being flying in the face of what they did to themselves. I'm not mad at them. I'm not judging them. I'm asking them, why would you do all that and go through surgery if you weren't going to choose healthy afterwards? Makes no sense to me. Anyway, it's Sunday, the 14th. It's beautiful out. Get out there and do something for yourself. And by the way, find someone, if not yourself, who wants to get healthy, and tell them about why wait online. And if you know anyone who's looking for purpose in their life to try and find happy, let them call me. We'll talk soon. Love, love, love. Nothing but love. Talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye.